Okay, we're getting ready for Shavuos. This is the week to start to prepare. And we know that there are 48 ways. Mem Ches Kinani HaTorah, 48 ways to wisdom, for us to acquire Torah. And I thought maybe we're going to knock out three of them over here. We'll speak about three of them, a common denominator between the three. So we could prepare appropriately to get to the Shavuos that's coming up, Mirz Hashem. There's a common theme that's spoken about before Shavuos, and that is the fact that Bnei Yisrael, when they arrived at Har Sinai, the pasuk says, "Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Har," that the Jewish people, Vayichan in singular, encamped by the mountain. While we see by the other travels of Bnei Yisrael, it says Vayis'u, Vayachanu, everything's plural. But here it says Vayichan. It was singular, they came together, and they encamped by the mountain. And Rashi brings from Chazal, Ki Ishachad, Belev Echad, there was unity. The reason the Pasuk is singular is because there was unity. The Jewish people were together. The Medrash says that by the other travels, it says Vayis'u, Vayachanu, because there was machlokes, there was arguments. From this place to that place, as they were traveling, as they were moving. But here, when they came to Har Sinai, they had achdus. And it's commonly explained that that's something we should strive for. We see that to have achdus, to have unity, is a very, very important thing. We have to love each other. We have to try to connect with one another. Beautiful idea. But really, it's much deeper than that. And we have to take it to the other level to really appreciate what's going on. The Kli Yakar, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, they write on that Pasuk that it wasn't just that the Jewish people became together and they had unity, and that's like a very beautiful, nice idea. But it was a condition in order to receive the Torah. Without it, without the unity, without that Achdus, we were not able to receive the Torah. And therefore, it was a given. And Hashem says, the Medrash quotes, and Hashem said, oh, they're together, now is the time, now I'm ready to go ahead and give the Torah to the Jewish people. The question is why? Why is that a precondition to receiving the Torah? We don't find so many other preconditions that came up in the Chumash for them to receive the Torah. Why all of a sudden this, the Achdus, the unity, we have to be able to see and have in order for the Torah to be given? The Alshich writes in the Parsha Zoz Abracha, the Pasuk says, the first Pasuk is supposed to teach a three-year-old, your child, when he's about to start to talk. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. The Torah is a morasha, bequeathed, inheritance to kilas Yaakov. And he speaks out that kilas Yaakov means the gathering of Yaakov. That they're all together. The Torah was given to the Jewish people as one unit. It wasn't given to me and to you and to you and to you. It happens to be we were all there. Right? We're a lot of people that were there. Whoever was there merited to receive the Torah. It was given to a full unit, to a single unit. All the Jewish people got it together because they were together and because the Torah was given to everyone. Vayesu mirfidim, they left Rafidim. The Kli Yakar says Rafidim are the letters of pirud, of separateness, being distant, disconnected from one another. They left that and they became connected. They became like one unit. And that one unit is what the Torah was received by the Torah. For example, let's say I go ahead and I make $1 million. Right? So I go ahead and the person's coming to me to give me the $1 million that I won. Thank you so much. I put out my hand, my right hand, and put it out, and the guy puts the check into the right hand. And I hold it up, $1 million. I won the lottery, $1 million. Now, I'm going to go spend $1 million. I'm going to buy a shirt. A very expensive shirt. What else do you do with $1 million? So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to buy a very expensive shirt. Would I buy an expensive shirt with only a right sleeve and not a left sleeve? I mean, at the end of the day, only my right hand actually received the check of $1 million. So when the right hand wants to go ahead and buy a shirt for itself, maybe it should only buy a shirt with a right sleeve and it'll save money on the left sleeve. What do you need it for? He doesn't deserve it. And that's obviously the most ridiculous thing we ever heard in our lives. I mean, it's funny that I'm even like saying this. I should have stopped a while ago. Okay. It's ridiculous, right? Because the whole body received $1 million. It's true that the right hand actually took it, but the whole body was the receiver. And that is exactly what happened at Matan Torah. The entire Jewish people received it as one unit. So for example, Rav Aaron Cutler writes, famous Rosh Yeshiva of the Lakewood Yeshiva, started the founder of the Lakewood Yeshiva, tremendous Torah giant, the last generation. He writes in his Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, he points out that if one person learns Torah and learns Torah well, the other person who maybe didn't learn Torah is also benefiting from that. Just like if the right arm does something significant, the left arm also received the good that it got. So too, if I'm learning Torah and you're not, so I'm elevating you as well. And you have a part of my learning of Torah. Even the guy who doesn't know how to learn Torah is getting a part of my learning of Torah. It's all together. And if one guy goes down, I'm also losing out for that. And he gives him a mashal. He says it's like two partners that own a field. And one guy goes ahead and he plows and he plants and he works the field. The other guy also benefits from that. At the end of the day, when you sell the field, when you sell the produce, both guys get even amounts, right? So when you go ahead and you learn and you invest and you produce, the other people, even the people that aren't necessarily learning or have that ability, they're also rising up through that. Because the Torah was given to the Jewish people as one unit. In fact, the Be'er Yosef, or Yosef Misalant, he writes in Parshas Vayikra something fascinating. He asks a very good question. At Har Sinai, all the Jewish people received a very high level of prophecy. Now, how'd that happen? To be a prophet, you have to be on a high level. You have to be very, you have to work on yourself, and you have to be a chacham, and a gibor, whatever the different conditions for a person to have to be. How was it that every little guy that didn't know anything, and maybe was really a nobody, how was he able to receive that high level of nevuah? It wasn't like a regular level. It was a high level of prophecy. How did everyone get there? So he explains a fascinating thing. He says, because all of the neshamas of the Jewish people all came together as like one body, as one unit. So that neshama, that soul that was formed because everyone came together as one, was so enormous, so powerful, so holy, that it was able to hit the highest level of nevuah. My neshama, okay, my neshama might not be so high. Maybe yours is a little higher. Put it together, maybe even higher. And then you put another guy's together, even higher, and higher, and higher, and higher. It gets so big. And then it was so huge, the unit, the human body of the Jewish people was so humongous at the time of Matan Torah that it was able to go ahead and get the high level of nevuah that no single individual probably could have gotten to. The Maharal writes in three places in the 48 ways. If you want to take a look at the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishneh Hei, in three of the 48 ways, he writes the same exact thing. Three. One of them is Ahuv, that we should be loved by people. You want to get the Torah, you got to be loved by people. Ohev, you have to love people. And Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, you carry the burden of your friend. Your friend is in pain, someone's hurting, someone's having difficulty. I got it. I'm there. I feel it. I'm going to be there in your pain. By all three of those things, the Maharal writes that the reason that that is a precondition, it's one of the 48 ways. Don't forget, it's not just 48 nice things to have a happy life. No, that's not what the 48 ways are. There are 48 ways to acquire Torah. Why are those three things ways to get the Torah? Because each one connects you in a different way to the klal. It makes you part and one with other people. And if you're not one with other people, then it's impossible to accept the Torah and to receive the Torah. If I don't like people, then I'm not connected to them. If I'm not loved by people, then we're not connected. If you're in pain and I don't feel it, I'm not there with you, I don't care about it enough to do something about it, then we're not really connected. By all three things, the Maharal writes, it's because the Torah was given to the Klal. The Torah was not given to Rassman. It wasn't just given to me. It was given to all of us as one unit. And therefore, if we don't become part of that unit, it's impossible for us to acquire the Torah. We could be masmidim, we could learn with diligence, we could be smart, we could take notes, we could do lots of stuff. But if we don't have that condition of being part of the Jewish people, we are not going to be able to accept the Torah. And that's very important as we enter, we have a whole week now, into Shavuos. How much are we really part of the Torah, of the Klal? How much do we really feel the pain of other people? When we see someone that's having difficulty, how much do we really care? How much do we really feel it? And Rav Yerucham of Avitz, he writes that Nosei Ba'olam Chavero doesn't just mean that, like, we think about it, oh yeah, he's in pain, oh yeah, yeah. He says you have to do something physical to actually feel it. You have to really feel the other person's pain. We've mentioned this before, the Chafetz Chaim, during World War I, he slept on the floor. So how could it be that there are people out there in war, non-Jews, nothing to do with Jews, other people out there, they're in pain, people are getting murdered, and I'm going to sleep on a comfortable couch. Slept on the floor. You have to physically feel what's going on with other people. Now, we can't always get into their toes, into their shoes, but we have to try to feel it. The more we think about and feel what other people are going through, the more we are part of that cloud. And if we're not feeling it, then we're disconnecting ourselves from those people. Then we cannot accept the Torah. You know what's going to happen? Shavuos and Yeshiva. It's 2 days, 3 days. Oh, people might be itchy a little bit. Let me go somewhere else to learn. Let me this, let me that. The end of the day, that's a selfish move. That's thinking about what am I going to get out of this right now? What am I going to go ahead and do right now so I could feel something different? If that is the mindset that we're operating with, so we're missing the entire point of the Torah. The Torah was given to us as one unit. So maybe for me this isn't the most ideal setting right now, let's say. But I know that if I'm here and I'm learning with other people and I'm adding to the energy with everyone else, at the meals, at the shiurim, at night, learning. If I'm here and I'm putting in, the whole experience is different. But if I'm looking, how is my Shavuos going to be the best? That's all I care about. So that is a direct antithesis to the way the Torah was given. Sometimes we have to just like give in a little bit. We have to, you know, give up what our personal desire and agenda is. And we'll see that at the end, we'll have more atzlacha. When we're going ahead and learning together with other people, and we see another person that is not as fortunate as we to learn Torah on our level, or the rabbin that we have, etc., and we say, look, I want to help you. Let me learn with you a little bit. So if you look at that in the vacuum, you're dumb. Because, you know, you could be learning at your level, at your pace, etc., and here it is. You're missing out. But you're learning with another guy, less fortunate guy. We once mentioned the Chafetz Chaim, that someone once went ahead and asked a question to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim told a boy in yeshiva, you know, he should go learn with a younger student, a fresher student. And he didn't want to do it. And then when he had and he asked a question to the Chafetz Chaim on a difficult Tosos, he said, what? That? You care about the question in Tosos? You don't care about the Torah at all. Because you don't care about learning with the less fortunate person. You have to go ahead and think about what are other people's needs. And then we have to go ahead and act on those things. We have to make sure that we are connected, we are part of the team. If we're not part of a team, then we might think that we're having a successful Shavuos. We might think that we are successful in our learning, but at the end of the day, we're not going to get it. It's not going to happen. So we should take, it's only a Sunday, we have plenty of time now. Plenty of time till Shavuos to just do a cheshbon and nefesh, reflect, think. Are we part of the team, or are we playing singles? That's the question. What sport are we playing? And then we figure that out, and if we could join the team and figure out how much we could become part of a team, So we will elevate others, and other people will end up elevating us. Our neshama is going to grow much more. We're going to grow on levels that we can never thought, never even dreamt of, like they did at Har Sinai. And Be'ez Hashem will have a super successful Shavuos in the Kabbalah of Torah, accepting the Torah like you've never had in our entire lives, and it'll push us forward for an amazing year. Shavua Tov.